Drop Your Guard, written by Aishi Ballthings and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Dra Yunlan is leaning into his space with a conspiratorial grin and twinkling eyes, a welcome sight that seems to be asking for a lollipop to complete the ensemble. Sun Wei feels warmth spread through him, banishing the dark fury that had twisted inside of him only minutes earlier, when one of his would-be muggers had tried to reach for his necklace. He knows flirting comes easily for Dra Yunlan, often more of a tool for interrogation than anything else, but there's a brightness to his gaze that makes Sun Wei think this is more than that this time, that makes him hope for it. When Dra Yunlan asks whether Sun Wei is accusing him of staging a fight to rescue the damsel in distress, amusement curling in his voice, Sun Wei makes a noise of surprise and ducks his head to hide a smile. Ridiculous man. He looks up to see Dra Yunlan staring back at him, still grinning as he shoves his hands in his pockets. Sun Wei opens his mouth, but his intention of repeating his thanks turns into a harsh note of alarm when he sees one of the muggers move out of the corner of his eye. Careful! He reaches out to pull Dra Yunlan close to him, hoping to shield him and pass it off as quick reflexes, but it happens just a moment too late. Before he can stop it, the man's penknife slices into Dra Yunlan's arm with one sharp strike. Sun Wei feels Dra Yunlan slump against him in shock and tightens his hold. Don't move, Dra Yunlan. It'll be all right. The tight, pinched expression on Dra Yunlan's face is one that Sun Wei recognizes from when Dra Yunlan hurt himself after they had pulled Li Qian to safety, and more times besides that from Kunlun. It cuts through him as though he were the one hurt, and a quiet noise of protest escapes his lips before he can rein it back. Still supporting Dra Yunlan, Sun Wei reaches behind him with his other arm and sends a hard blast of energy in the direction of the muggers. He hears two loud, satisfying thumps that tell him the attackers are out cold. He turns back to the man in his arms, who is now gaping at him in surprise. Sun Wei avoids his gaze and focuses his attention on the still bleeding wound. This isn't how he ever thought Dra Yunlan would find out about his powers, about him being the envoy. But healing him now is more important than Sun Wei wanting to keep his secrets. Sun Wei closes his eyes, pulling with his energy until he feels the injury close. There is still a dark trail of dried blood on Dra Yunlan's skin when he opens his eyes again, but the wound is gone. Sun Wei lets out a shudder of relief. Dra Yunlan's hand clamping hard down on his shoulder brings him back to himself. Sun Wei's stomach clenches with unease at the thought of his reaction and the possible fallout. But he does not regret it, not when Dra Yunlan's well-being was at stake. Hey, Lao Ge. Sun Wei flinches and finally looks up at Dra Yunlan, who is meeting his gaze with a bemused expression. He tries only to be cut off by Dra Yunlan's loud huff of disbelief that sounds more than a little like a laugh. Are you really going to try and make excuses for all of this, and tell me you didn't incapacitate those jerks and heal me the exact way I saw the envoy heal Lao Wu the other day? Dra Yunlan doesn't say the word lie, even though it's strongly implied, and for that Sun Wei is strangely grateful. I could erase your memories of this night entirely, Sun Wei replies after a pause, holding back a smirk as he sees Dra Yunlan's eyes widen. He could. And maybe he should, if only to better protect him. But he's tired of hiding this from Dra Yunlan. For all that it's only been a few weeks since he looked up at a university window and found Kunlun again. And he doesn't want to do it anymore if he doesn't have to. Sun Wei's mouth quirks up in a smile as he watches Dra Yunlan's expression change when he realizes Sun Wei doesn't mean it. You're teasing me, Hei Lao Ge. There's a warm, laughing note in his voice that pulls Sun Wei into his orbit, stepping closer to him. His heart beats faster at the thought that perhaps Dra Yunlan, knowing he's the envoy, hasn't ruined things between them after all. Perhaps, Sun Wei returns. Dra Yunlan raises an eyebrow at him. After a moment, his assessing gaze shifts in a softer expression. Thank you, Hei Lao Ge. Shunwei swallows as he watches Jianlan bite his lip and peer up at him from under his eyelashes. "I will never leave you hurt," he doesn't say, but the words press hard against his throat. "I will keep you safe, and I won't fail again. It's a promise he will not break." "Of course," he says instead. "After all, you already saved the damsel in distress once tonight. I was only returning the favor." Jialin beams at him in surprised delight, and Shenwei's heart lifts at the sight of his smile. The end.